never let them lose their seat. So let's hear your hands, let's hear your feet.
You're listening to the You're Smarter Than Us podcast, Asheville's premier soccer podcast.
Guys, welcome back to another episode of You're Smarter Than Us. Guys, I'm really excited about today's episode. I've got a couple players for the UNCA Women's Bulldogs. Guys, you want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Belle Iorio. I'm a senior on the UNC Asheville Women's Soccer Team.
And I'm Bryson Lee, and I'm a sophomore on the Women's Soccer Team.
So, guys, I'm really excited about covering you guys this year. Kind of, again, just expanding the coverage of soccer in Asheville, which I think is just kind of a bedrock sport around here. Can you guys kind of give a little bit of a backstory of your experience in the sport and how you ended up in Asheville?
So, I live in Clayton, North Carolina, so it's about 30 minutes outside of Raleigh. I play for the club Castle, which is now NCFC. And I was actually being recruited my sophomore year by Lenore Ryan, and I was always interested in coming into UNC Asheville, but Michelle had thought at the time, like, I was committed. She came out to the Castle Showcase and gave me an email and wanted me to come out to one of our, like, ID camps so she can watch me play a little bit more. So I went out in January of my junior year and practiced with the girls that showed up to the ID camp, and literally the next day she gave me an offer to come play at UNC Asheville, and I was so ecstatic that I was so excited to be able to come, and so I committed automatically, and it was probably one of the best choices I've ever made.
So I had a bit different of an experience. I looked at a ton of different schools. I was in and out of ID camps. I was getting offers from D1 schools, a few D2 schools, and I was like, my mom and dad were like, oh, like, you got an email from UNC Asheville, and I was like, no, like, I'm not really interested in going there, like, I don't think I would fit in. And my mom's like, just go, like, it's an experience, like, just go. And I was like, okay. So I at the time I didn't know this, but Michelle and Kyle and then our old goalkeeping coach Joey Schetti, who was at UNC with the men's team now, had been recruiting me for 3 months, and like, was talking back and forth with my club coach, but never really told me that they were watching me. So like, that's exciting to me a little bit, because like, they had showed so much interest throughout the few months that they saw me. So they watched me for my club at PGSA. Since I'm from Wilson, I'm right in the middle of Greenville and Raleigh. So I played it out of PGSA in Greenville, North Carolina, which is, we are Region 3. And so I came here, and then I met all the team and the coaching staff, and they were super interested. Our ID camps are really small, so like, you really got noticed by the coaches, and they were involved.
Yeah, and the most I think is like 30 girls to an ID camp, so they really get to see like individually how you play and how you interact with other players. And a lot of the time, Michelle had like a lot of the players that play at the school already, so you got to meet them, and like, some of them got to practice with us, so you get to see how you play with them as well. So it was really cool.
So then Michelle was like, Bryson, like, are you gonna go on the tour? And I was like, maybe. And she's like, well, just come to the office and talk. So like, I had like 30-minute conversation with Michelle, and I just instantly fell in love with her coaching style and the team all together, and like, had an overnight trip. And I was like, I went home, and this is on Valentine's Day, and I was like, I called the coaches. I was like, I want to be a Bulldog, and so I became a UNC Asheville Bulldog, and I have not regretted it since.
Awesome. And you guys keep referring to Michelle, which is Michelle Demko, who was the coach, I believe, for 8 years, and she left over the summer. How did you guys find out she was leaving, and was it kind of bittersweet in terms of knowing that she maybe not went on to bigger and better things, but it was a fantastic opportunity?
Honestly, it was really shocking, because she had texted our whole team and was like, we're going to have a meeting. So we lifted in the spring at 8 in the morning. So she was like, we're going to have a quick meeting before you guys warm up for weightlifting. And we just thought like, oh, like, the end of spring season's coming to an end. She's going to want to do individual meetings. Like, who knew? No one knew. So we like, show up, and we're all sitting there, and she comes walking in. And she's like,
her face said it all.
Her face literally said it all.
Yeah.
She just started crying.
And we're like,
all of us were so emotional. And like, of course, we're so happy for Michelle. Like, this is a great opportunity for her. But it was very shocking and upsetting. Like, I didn't even know what to say after, because I don't think any of us were really expecting it at all.
Yeah.
So, and it was really early in the morning, so, like, all of us were still really tired. So we were like, is this a dream? Are we, like, is this real life? But, yeah, it was definitely shocking, but we're really excited for Michelle, and we still keep in touch with her, so.
Yeah, and also my goalkeeping coach, Zach, went with her. So me and Zach keep in touch, and it's obviously a great opportunity for Zach because he's closer to home, and he always wanted to go closer to home, so, like, we're also excited for him as well.
Yeah.
So coming into this season, you guys have a new coach, Lindsay Vera, and I spoke with Lindsay a couple weeks ago, and she's phenomenal. Absolutely love her. I'm excited to see what she does with the team. What has surprised you about the transition? One of the things that she talked about was, you know, her coach, Glad, that she worked with and coached with, had already kind of made the joke years before that this would be a good fit for her. She knew Michelle. They had crossed paths at NC State, and she does end up here. So what has it been like meeting, especially maybe as a senior, you know, thinking that your coach was going to stay here with you throughout your time, and then meeting someone who does seem like a natural fit, but that's that transition maybe you hadn't experienced before.
I was definitely really nervous, especially going through, like, the whole candidate process, like,
we need to give a shout out to our athletic department, because, like, I know, like, a few other players that have gone through a coaching change recently, and, like, they weren't really that involved in meeting the coaches. Like, I'm sure, like, they had, like, committees, and, like, a few players were selected, but, like, we had the opportunity to, like, meet with every candidate as, like, a team, and, like, our athletic department, like, obviously met with them first, but, like, we had an hour with them, so, like, that, like, made, we got to, like, interview them, and, like, they got our feedback on it, so, like, that was huge for us. Like, we felt like we were really included in the process.
It was a really good process, and honestly, like, going through the whole thing, like, it was exciting. But I was also really nervous since I was going into my senior year, and, like,
the timing wasn't ideal.
It wasn't ideal, the timing. So we knew, like, whatever coach we were going to get isn't going to have that much time before we start up in August. And so meeting Lindsay, I knew, like, right off the bat when she told us the story about her and Glad, like, I thought that was so crazy. I was like, that's literally nuts. But we all love Lindsay. She fits in with us perfectly, very lighthearted, knows when to have a good time. But she's very strict on the soccer field, and
we
all respect her. And it's very different from Michelle's coaching standpoint. She says Lindsay always says we work too hard, we run too hard, and
Michelle
we gotta
like
be more patient. Yeah, and Michelle was more like high press, and it's definitely been different, but it's a good different. We definitely need this change for us to win some more games. So should be interesting to see how the season goes, but I think so far with Lindsay, it's been really great. Can't complain about much.
So what are your expectations coming into this year? I know your first year was 2015?
Yes.
So you guys had a winning record that year.
Yes.
In the past 2 years, you've dipped a little under 500.
Yeah.
I know expectations are always high, especially under Michelle. What are you guys kind of expecting for this year?
Since we are a new team.
We're very young as well.
Very young. We have 9 freshmen.
And they will be a very impactful, like, from the get-go.
Yeah, they're a very good group of girls. And it's different. My freshman year, we had a ton of freshmen come in, too. My class was 13 girls. So, and we were also a young class at that year, so we had more of a winning record. So I'm hoping, since it is a younger team, we can have that winning record that we've been wanting and that we've been craving. And I think this year will be good with new coaching staff, fresh new start. It'd be like a honeymoon year, as we like to say.
Yeah.
Win as many games as possible, hopefully host a conference tournament, or at least make it into the conference tournament this year. And hopefully win the Big South Conference, which would be nice. But, of course, we have to take smaller steps before we get there, and I'm hoping we win more games than lose. So.
And it's exciting, though. Like, the Big South has changed, like, a ton because, like, Liberty left, and Liberty was super dominant in our conference. So they're out, but we also brought in Hampton and USC Upstate. So, like, the conference is going to be wide open, and that's exciting for us because we're such a new team, and we have so many new players and a whole new coaching staff. So, like, it's a good year to start off with Lindsay and Clifton. So.
And Clifton just was announced
last
week.
He's
Lindsay
awesome.
Had accidentally led on a little bit, and I had to edit some stuff out of the last podcast. Brian Hand was in the corner of the room throwing up hands. No. But what has it been like bringing him in? I know he knew Lindsay beforehand.
Yep.
Yeah, he's from California, so he provides a little bit of a different flair.
Yeah.
And they're both not afraid to, like, come at us and, like, give us tactical points, like, in the middle of practice. And, like, they're really specific on what they want from us, which is important, especially as like a brand new team just coming together. Like, they have a certain style of play they want us to play, and they have a certain way of how we do things. And so like they've been really good about expressing what they want and giving us information in like a very good coachable, like good coaching points and everything.
Clifton's very knowledgeable about soccer.
Yes.
Like, literally, he knows everything about most teams.
Yeah.
So if you were to ask him, he probably has a straight answer for you. And Lindsay's young, so she, you know, can relate to us back at her college years, and it's really nice to be able to talk to her about those kinds of things, and that's kind of how she, like, coaches around, because she knows exactly what she went through. And Clifton's awesome at practice. We'll stop everything, explain it, see if we have any questions so we understand it, but he's very, very knowledgeable about soccer. So it's been really cool to have him on the field.
Awesome. So kind of two separate stories here. Bella, what do you do during the summer between seasons?
Usually I go back home and play in Raleigh for the Oak City United team that I played for the past 2 years. And this year I ended up staying here and coaching for the ABYSA camps. And I did that all summer and trained on my own, like ran and played futsal with some of the men's team. So that's basically what I did all summer, but I usually do go home and play soccer, but this is my first summer not doing that.
Okay, and Bryce, and I got to see you all summer long, and I'm glad to know you were not on the Oak City team this past summer. I was going to shut my mic off right now. But Bryson, can you tell us a little bit about your summer and what you were able to experience and just everything about this summer? I'm so excited to finally get to talk to one of you guys.
Yeah, this summer was absolutely amazing. Just the players I was surrounded by, both the men and the women's. So
Bryson was the starting goalkeeper for the Asheville City Women's Club. If my smiling face, which you can't see on the podcast, didn't make that perfectly clear.
Yeah, so both the men and the women's players were amazing. Both the men and the women's coaching staff was amazing. Our owners are the best in both the WPSL and the men's side, whatever they're called, and also our fans. Like, there's no other fans in the WPSL that is like our Asheville City fans. They are amazing. So go South Slope, love you guys, shout out. But yeah, so just the level of play that I was surrounded by and the players I was surrounded by this summer was out of this world. That's something that I crave now, because I miss all the girls so much. And like, I am such a soccer junkie that I lived it up. So training every morning with the team, going to Matabolic, doing everything this summer is like something I couldn't imagine not doing ever again. So it's something I want to continue to do. And just like the environment that our coaches and our owners created for Asheville City is something like I didn't know what to expect coming in, and it absolutely blew my mind. Like,
had you gone to any of the men's game the previous year?
No, I don't. I was here for, I only got here for preseason, so by then it was just, I think it was too late. So, but yeah, it was absolutely amazing. Pride Night was like something I still think about. Like, that game was so intense, and our fans were awesome. And just like the whole season, obviously it didn't end as we wanted it to, but everything happens for a reason. And and we're excited to get back to work next summer.
So how did you end up on the team? So I've kind of talked to Ryan a little bit about, and Jimmy, how the men recruit. How did Lydia and Megan and Coach Enos kind of recruit on that end of things?
So I had like an advantage because I was here in the spring with obviously with UNCA, and they just held open tryouts. And so I got a chance to work with Megan Burke, I think twice. I went to 3 tryouts, and I had a chance to work with her twice. And then one with the team just without Megan was there. And I ended up getting selected, and Stacey sent me an email. I was like, we'd love for you to be a part of the team. And I was like, absolutely, yes. Like, this is where I want to be this summer. So she definitely recruited some people, and then some people were picked from the tryouts. So
and your first exhibition game this year is against Western?
Queens, yes.
But you eventually play Western.
We play Western, yeah.
So. And we'll be seeing Megan.
Yeah, so I have a little vendetta against Megan, because my very ever first college soccer game here at UNCA, we played Western, and I was shaking out of my boots. I was so nervous, and Megan McAllister scored a hat trick on me. Literally, her first goal was like a routine save. It slipped through my hands because I was shaking so bad. But yeah, we definitely lost the first half, but yeah. Won the second half. So
Megan McAllister is
she's
great competitor.
Yeah,
but you know, we gave it back to them in the spring when we beat them.
We beat them 2-1 in the spring. So Megan did score another goal, though.
Can you explain that a little bit about the fall and the spring? I don't know that everybody understands that the college season kind of spans the two.
The fall is where we play 20 games. So we have 2 games a week. We play out-of-conference games, or usually our first like 6 or 7 games are out-of-conference, and then we're back in conference, usually like mid-September. And then in the spring, it's more nonchalant. Like the first 2 months, we have restricted hours, so you can only play, I think it's like 2 hours of soccer a week when you first start.
So, but you're running a ton of fitness.
Yeah, so that's
a ton of weights.
If you have the ball. So 2 hours with the ball, the rest of it can be lifting. You know, they could have running sessions. It can be anything. And then you have about 5 or 6 games in the spring where usually we play, like this past year, we played Western. We played
Wofford again. Did we play Wofford?
No.
I don't remember.
We played a lot of Division II teams in the spring. So, it's a lot more relaxed in the spring, and we get done around April. So it's not as hardcore as it is in the fall.
So going into the summer, since what was Oak City in the WPSL at that time too? So this, again, talked to Cameron Saul throughout the course of this summer, and he really raved about how being coached differently for those 2 months just improved his game. Do you guys see the same thing?
Yeah, you're playing with a bunch of different players that come from like different coaching staff. So like when I played at Oak City, I played with girls that played at NC State, South Carolina. Like they come from huge coaching staffs, and just playing with those girls, practicing with them, playing in games, it just makes you better. It's a faster speed of play most of the time, and it's just a different environment. Plus the coaching staff you have at your summer league team will try to coach you and do something else, but it's always something that you can build going into your fall season. So I always found I came in, I guess, in better shape with soccer-wise, coming in with different things that I've learned over the summer. So it's always nicer to do that.
Yeah, I agree. Like, especially as a goalkeeper, like, there's so many different tactical ways and, like, breaking down the game that you can do as a goalkeeper. And, like, so, like, just absorbing information, especially from a goalkeeper like Megan Burke, like, she's amazing. And so, like, I think I've told her this 20,000 times, but I'm like, you have made me such a better goalkeeper just from, like, expanding my range and, like, just reading the game differently and, like, how she sees, like, how she breaks down things for me. And so, like, I owe her a huge shout out as well because she was awesome this summer.
Awesome. So, looking forwards now, what do we need to look out for? Are there any games on the schedule that we need to highlight? Are there any bogey teams that you guys already know that you want to go at that game? You've been looking forward to it now.
I want to say Wofford because we went into, so we were down 0-2 against them, and we beat them in double overtime 3-2. That was an exciting game. And I also wanted to say High Point because High Point is like...
High Point's always been one of our biggest games because they always get top in our conference, but they always lose to us. So that's a really big game to look out for. And, you know, Campbell's always been a big rival for us. We always, my freshman year since we lost in the conference tournament 1-0 to them on a PK, we always like to get after them. Also, now that USC Upstate's in our conference, we did lose to them last season and didn't really play our best, so it'd be great to come back this year and like beat it up.
And so Coach Demko brought an entire recruiting class in, and then she left.
Yes.
So the recruiting class came in and knew you guys. How have you guys kind of massaged or helped them continue to feel that this was the right place to come?
During the whole process,
we communicated a lot. We
had like some of us made group messages with them. Courtney McCluskey actually came in earlier in the spring, so she's a part of that class and graduated early. So it was nice to have her there through this whole process because she was able to keep in contact with them the entire time, keep them updated, what's new about like the coaching candidates and what's going on with when they're going to hire someone. So they knew everything that was going on as the best of our knowledge what was going on. So having them come in, they've fit in really well with our team. They knew about Lindsay.
They knew the expectations. Lindsay sent out her expectations, but even as like we were probably like 2 months without a coaching, like a real head coach, and also our assistant left. So like we were a good 2 months, I would say.
Yeah.
And like, so like we had expectations for ourselves without a coach. And so then when Lindsay's added on to those, then we also expressed those as well.
Yeah, so they knew what they were getting into, and they all love Lindsay. Like, everybody loves Lindsay. Lindsay's such a great fit for our team. So
we left the meeting, actually, like, when we actually had the meeting with her in here.
Yeah.
And she, like, drew up on the board. This is when I knew Lindsay was going to be our coach. She drew up on the board, so, like, she does this thing. It's, like, parents,
legal guardians, siblings,
and then friends.
Yeah.
And so, like, you're in the middle, and she's like, do you fight with these people? Yes. Obviously, you fight with the family. Do you fight with the friends? Yes. Do you love your family? Yes. Do you love your friends? And so it's the same thing. So it's you, your coaching staff, and your teammates. You're going to fight with your teammates. You're going to fight with your coaches. But at the end of the day, like, you all love each other. And so, like, as soon as she said that, I was like, I walked out of here, and I was like, that lady's going to be our coach. Lindsay Vera is going to be our next head coach.
And she's just as much as a soccer junkie as Michelle Demko was. So having her around us, like, her energy, I just knew right off the bat, like, she was going to be perfect for our team. Mm-hmm. So I think the freshmen coming in, of course, were nervous and, of course, didn't know what to expect. But I think Lindsay and the rest of our team made them feel more comfortable about coming in and playing to the best of their abilities. And it's been a smooth ride so far. It's been great. So.
And I don't know if they thought about this, but, like, it evens the playing field.
Yeah.
Like, for them and for everyone. So, like, we're all technically freshmen in Lindsay's eyes. Like, she didn't recruit us, but we're all equal in her eyes because, like, these first few training sessions is what she's going to see from us. So it's been nice.
So what other players on the team should we be looking out for that you're expecting big seasons out of?
Ellie Sten, my center back. She's the best center back I might have played behind. Shout out to Brooke. Love you, Brooke. But Ellie's always so solid back there. She's a great leader. She's our other senior captain.
Yep.
So definitely her. Skylar Chilson hopefully is going to bang out some bangers for us. She's our second leading scorer last year, so she's in my class. Who else do you think?
A lot of our freshmen are really good. You're going to see a lot of fresh new faces on the field this year. So hopefully, which I know they will, they'll bring all their wilt onto the field, so it'd be great to see a couple new faces.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it, and we'll be in touch throughout the course of the season.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
I guess that's why they call us the Blues. Time on our hands could be time spent with brews. Drinking like tourists, yelling like drunkards, scoring some sunners.
You've been listening to the You're Smarter Than Us podcast, a proud member of the Soccer and Sweet Tea Network. Check us out on social media at your_smarter or shoot us an email at yoursmarterthanus@gmail.com.